Federal employee labor unions are joining forces to form a coalition called America's Workforce to be launched in the next few weeks. Colleen Kelly is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, which will help lead the effort.
We are working on a joint advertising and public relations campaign to take our message to America that federal employees provide valuable services that our country depends on every day.
Kelly didn't offer details about the council because she says she wants to keep it open to any and all parties who might be interested. That announcement came as the union is kicking off its annual legislative conference in Washington. Now, Kelly says NTEU will also launch a public service campaign of its own, highlighting how the work of federal employees impacts the lives of every American.
With radio and television spots, websites, and social media outreach, our public service campaign will carry the message that federal employees work for us.
Kelly says even though some feds are disheartened by the verbal attacks from the public and lawmakers alike, government employees remain dedicated to their jobs and are committed to doing them well. Now, Congressman Gerald Connolly says recent polls actually show an increase in public support for feds and the services they provide. He says the real challenge is now to educate new members of Congress about the importance of a robust government workforce.
We have a lot of new members who don't know much, frankly, about the federal government or the federal workforce. That's both a challenge and an opportunity. A lot of them got elected sort of on an ideological pledge, and so they don't always take the time to sort of learn what the federal employee does and the services provided to their constituents. And so the more we can engage in that dialogue and that educational challenge, I think the better off we're going to be.
That education is just what NTEU members from around the country are hoping to accomplish this week. The union is outlined six legislative priorities for this year, including retirement and health insurance issues, TSA collective bargaining rights, and the effect of financial reform and budget cuts on agencies. Now, one key issue that union members are going to talk to their representatives about is federal pay parity and potential cuts. Maureen Gilman is the legislative and political director for NTEU.
When the Bureau of Labor Statistics actually matches actual occupations in the private sector and the federal sector, they find that the federal workforce is behind the private sector by 24%. In addition, the federal workforce is already facing a two-year pay freeze. I think that most we can do at this point is just try to bring some facts to these people about what the reality is in federal versus private.
Gilman says NTEU is also concerned about furloughs, both in the event of a government shutdown as well as freestanding legislation introduced by Congressman Mike Kaufman that would force all feds to take a two-week furlough. Union members are visiting members of Congress throughout the week to raise awareness about those issues. Now, Kelly says NTEU must work on the long-term concerns, but they also have to handle confusion and fear surrounding the potential government shutdown. And she says agencies are not doing a very good job of letting employees know what to do in case of a shutdown. And lack of information actually makes the problem worse. But Kelly says until Congress puts an answer on the appropriations table, there is still some hope that no shutdown will happen.
Today and tomorrow, we're taking our message to Capitol Hill. We want to work. That is what federal employees want to do. The American people need us on the job, so Congress needs to do its job.
House and Senate lawmakers have agreed on a two-week continuing resolution. Actually, the House has. Senate's going to take it up today to keep the government running and agencies open. The question will come back up on March 19th. Last night, NTEU held a candlelight vigil at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Alan Burson. Now, today at noon, union members will march in front of the Capitol. Several local members of Congress are expected to attend, including House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, James Moran of Virginia, and Eleanor Holmes Norton of Washington, D.C.
And that report was prepared by Meg Beasley.